Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In the context of Article 10, France very much encourages local regional ownership to ensure the long-term feasibility of activities, bolstering partnerships between donors and beneficiaries, and continued coordination between donors. And here, the crafting of national plans of action with participation of agencies and stakeholders concerned, and enhancing international, regional, sub-regional cooperation contribute to us achieving effective, sustainable results. Currently, the EU provides, through its council decision, close to 10 million euros to support assistance and capacity building projects in third countries, including for improving the legislative and regulatory basis of biosecurity, awareness raising of the sectors concerned, and improving oversight detection and monitoring of infectious diseases. We think Article 10 should obviously be a theme of work for the upcoming intersessional process. The inventory of gaps when it comes to assistance could be a useful avenue to explore that could lead to a mapping of needs complementary to the database. And regarding the database, we submitted this year two offers for assistance and cooperation. The first offer was to present the French legal framework for the use transfer of dangerous pathogens. That offering proposes the skills of the National Medication and Health Product Agency in the sphere of regulatory assistance to provide training and support. The second offer provides the capacities of the Pasteur Institute Emergency Unit for identification and detection of a large range of pathogens. Its raison d'etre is to address the emergence of infectious agents. We think the database for cooperation and assistance set up by the ISU is a relevant tool to matchmake needs and offers of assistance. France, as you know, has contributed to this, and we call on countries requiring assistance to provide specific requests. Now, we propose jointly, as was mentioned, together with Senegal and Togo, to create a platform, a digital platform, SecBio, which would be an international online platform devoted to biosecurity and safety. It is an interactive tool to inform, train, and connect stakeholders in biosecurity and safety. SecBio includes three chief functionalities. First, a documentary repository with legal international regulatory basis on biosecurity and biosafety, as well as scientific publications. Secondly, training modules, and thirdly, a forum for exchange among experts to build and consolidate their networks and exchange information on best practices. The active use of this platform by states, parties, and international organizations would provide an international reference point on the subject and to improve the overall level of biosecurity and biosafety. We propose that the ISU administers that platform open to all states parties as a tool to facilitate implementation of the provisions of Article 10. We think that proposal is feasible, and therefore state parties could adopt this platform during this conference. Furthermore, France supports initiatives to disseminate standards of biological risk management within the life science community. Norms for biological agent risk could play a complementary and support role in implementing obligations of state parties under the convention. We encourage state parties, where necessary, to implement biorisk standards within life science management strategies under Article 10 attempts to undermine research or bolstering, legitimate bolstering of biosecurity, biosafety, will only weaken the convention, will jeopardize international cooperation for peaceful purposes pursuant to Article 10, in particular efforts towards preventing, detecting and controlling potential epidemics. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I would like to give the floor to the delegation of Kazakhstan.